Good morning, listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from Coverings in Orlando is Michael Johnson. I'm very glad to have him on the show with us. He is actually a professor at the Frank Lloyd Wright School of Architecture, and we've interviewed him before. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good to see you. And listen, we're in the hospitality area of the Italian Tile Associations, and this is actually a design of yours, where you actually designed this space, and this is the second year you did this. Talk a little bit about the space.
Well, I was hired by the association to design a pavilion, and the concept of the pavilion really revolves around a number of items. One, this is my ninth year at Coverings, and there were two previous designs that were used prior to last year, and they were beautiful, designed, and they were beautifully articulated, but they didn't functionally work in my mind. Both of them used this motif of circles or arcs, if you may, and they didn't function really, really well. And I saw how they didn't function, and I kind of put it in my memory bank. So when I was asked to do it, my initial reaction to it was that I really wanted to make it functional. And I looked at the functional realities of the program, and that was for food service, for drink service, and for information service. So we have the three boxes that disperse those kinds of product. And my idea was to create a piazza, a European piazza. A piazza is the gathering space in every small Italian town and very large Italian towns. And, of course, the periphery of all piazzas have, the focal point is always the cathedral. So I kind of think of the information booth as the cathedral of knowledge. Around every piazza in Europe, you'll find restaurants or bars, if you may, what we call bars in the United States. So on one end, opposite the Cathedral of Knowledge, we have the Cathedral of Food, or the restaurant. And then we also have the bar that dispenses the coffee and the wine. So that was really the concept that obviously the way this space functions. We have, as we sit here, it's a gathering place. The stores are out beyond it, the other Italian pavilions. And if you go to piazzas in Europe, you find the stores on the streets leading away from the piazza. So that was the concept.
One of the things I noticed, and we've talked before, and I know you like to, with floor design, you like to make the floor kind of a background and not an accent, and that's exactly what you've done here, because you've got a minimalistic charcoal large format tile on the floor, and so that's true to your usual design, isn't it?
It is. The only thing is that with these kinds of pavilions, we have to kind of engage a lot of different tile companies, and normally in my work I would just select one tile. But I selected four different tile manufacturers so that there's a slight difference between each quadrant. Ideally, I would have had it all white, but I did have to select other materials for it, as well as for the walls and for the other areas that we've used ceramic materials.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the movement, if you will, or the renewed interest in the Frank Lloyd Wright type of styling, the simplistic type of styling.
Well, in some ways, Wright has always been kind of one of the beacons of architecture, okay? In the 20th century, we had Corbusier, who was a Swiss-born French architect. He was Swiss-French, spent most of his life in Paris. We also had Mies van der Rohe, who was German, and he migrated to the United States thanks to Hitler. But one of the great things about Hitler, if there is anything great, is that he ran off all of the great minds and they ended up in the United States. And then you had Frank Lloyd Wright. Okay, I would say that there's a larger surgence of minimalist architecture or modern architecture, the Corbusian architecture, than there is the organic architecture. But being affiliated with the school, first of all, I teach no dogma. Okay. So if In other words, if a student comes there, I do not force Frank Lloyd Wright and organic architecture down their throats. I want them to explore everything. But the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation, which has been in place since Wright died in 1959, has always talked about continuing the legacy of Frank Lloyd Wright. Okay. I have a challenge to that because the legacy is set down by him, and the legacy was established before he died, and I don't think he needs any help. But they seem to want to keep on exploring the idea of expanding his legacy. But a legacy dies when the man dies, or the work that made the legacy goes on, okay? But there will always be a popularity or an interest in people like Frank Lloyd Wright, Mies van der Rohe, and Corbusier. Now, we all forgot about the one great architect that never thrown into the mix, and that's Oscar Niemeyer from Brazil. And he designed Brasilia, okay, in the 50s. He's 102 years old today, and he still practices. And he hopefully is going to be able to do some of the buildings for the upcoming Olympic Games that was awarded to Brazil.
Well, Michael, I got to tell you, you're amazing. I think, if you don't mind me saying, I think you're approaching 72 years old. You don't look like it, because you will run your picture when we run this interview, and you still are on top of your game. So, you know, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Michael Johnson from the floor of coverings in the Italian Association hospitality area, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.